And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Heather Curley Novak shares about kids and camping.
With all the monstrous highs and lows for Americans these days, here is a crazy truth about our world. There is snow on the ground, and people are camping in it for fun. You know, canvas tent, sleeping bag, peeing outside, heating up coffee on a fire pit, camping. A local Boy Scout troop was snow camping just last weekend, and my husband has shared a few stories about snow camping, but I do not see the appeal. I like camping, or I used to. When I was in my 20s, my dog Darby and I would drive to Estes Park, Colorado every summer to stay at Dreamland, our family cabin. It's an 18-hour drive, so I'd camp one night each way. I felt like a badass, traveling solo, setting and breaking camp, making a fire and eating what I could cook over it. Cheaper than a hotel, too. When I got married, we put camping gear on our wedding registry and got it. Beautiful matching Eddie Bauer sleeping bags with plaid flannel inserts, a new Coleman camp stove, a tent big enough for two adults and two dogs instead of my cute single girl pop-up. We used the gear once or twice. Then we had kids. Some parents are awesome outdoors people who could manage taking little kids tent camping, like my dad. Other parents, like us, are just tired. We would occasionally admire our gear stowed in the basement. Once the girls were out of cloth diapers, we even planned a camping trip most summers. We didn't go. We liked the idea of camping. This summer, some friends talked about camping, and we even got serious enough to try reserving a spot, but the campground was full. My friend Jen lives on the edge of our neighborhood park, so Lucas and I plotted to spend the night in her yard in our tents. It would be a hootenanny. We dragged all of the things from our homes to our makeshift campsite. Stuff was bought to roast on sticks. Our site hostess actually provided blow-up mattresses for us. There would be three adults and five children camping. Our spouses opted for real beds in real houses. We razzed them, but since we were the more awesome parent, we would let them go home at bedtime. This was a mistake. You see, the thing about camping is it looks fine as a concept. Some grown-ups do not fare well sleeping on the ground. Even with an air mattress, it isn't comfortable. I discovered one cannot move around because sleeping in what is basically a bounce house is noisy, awkward, and no good. The bugs were too loud. I was somehow hot and cold at the same time. Our host's son went inside to his own bed right away, but our 8-year-old daughters and two remaining 6-year-olds were still wide awake and talking at 1:05 a.m. My body ached from eating bags of salty chips. I'd lugged all this load of stuff out here, so who am I to call uncle and give in? When one of the five kids in the huge kid tent gets punished by moving into your tent to sleep with you, you're punished too. Trying to yell at the other kids in the tent to be quiet without trying to get up off the bounce house bed or waking up the kids sleeping with you is impossible. Then the other 6-year-old moved into his father's tent. I think they might have slept. Around 2:10 a.m., I told Portia and Belle, not one more peep. Guess what? Peep. This sent Belle to her dad's tent, too. We were like parental body snatchers. Five kids to start the night in the big tent, and now only one left. In the morning, she was gone too, headed inside to sleep on the couch. I hadn't slept and wondered how soon I could just give up, get up, and go inside to make coffee. At 6:47 a.m., I wearily decided I was only getting up and out of that tent one more time. Nature called, so good morning. I staggered inside to make coffee and breakfast. As we recounted the experience and ate breakfast, Jen said we should do it again soon. Bleary-eyed and frazzled, I grumbled, never, never, never again. Later, as we packed up our tents, deflated the mattresses, and stowed the gear, I began to think, well, maybe, but never with snow on the ground, or bugs, or air mattresses, or children. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Heather Curley Novak.
Really? So we broke out the soda crackers and sardines and Vienna sausages and pork and beans and sat around the fire to enjoy a well-earned treat.
Good. None of that city-fied junk food for us.
Kind of reminds me of Wild Hickory Nuts.
Let's all go camping. You'll never have it so good. It's great getting back to nature, out there in the woods, amongst the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees, where the animals are our friends.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
Well, we just weren't ready for what happened then.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.